Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. To talk to you a little bit about some key steps that you can take, five steps specifically, to get over somebody you've never dated. Now, this is a challenge that occurs the most for anxious, preoccupied individuals. It can happen with an FA, it can happen with a DA as well. But, you know, for anxious, preoccupied individuals, there's often this theme that takes place of unrequited love, where an anxious, preoccupied attaches a lot quicker than the other styles. And then they sort of get into like the fantasy attachment as well, where they build a fantasy bond and start thinking about the future and all these different things that could happen and take place. And it's normal. I mean, like everybody has infatuation and has built fantasy bonds before, but for anxious preoccupied, it can happen more intensely, more fiercely, and it can hurt a lot more when that person isn't ready to get into a relationship or when that person doesn't end up following through. If you've been talking on a dating app, for example, the person doesn't end up following through to go on dates, or they break things off early after just one or two dates, it can be a lot harder for the anxious preoccupied to get over this because of these sort of dynamics of how strong that fantasy bond can be. So I'm going to really take you through and talk about the why, what's going on, how to get really specific, and then how to be able to get over somebody a lot more quickly if you haven't like really committed to dating them or been in a relationship with them. And it's not like a traditional breakup. So the very first step is we have to figure out the why. So I'll tell you this part. And the why is, we attach to people in either reality or fantasy, build that fantasy bond, because of the needs they represent that they may meet, okay, or the needs our subconscious mind will project that they meet. So an example of this could be if somebody is really present with you on the very first meeting or interaction with them, the mind will go, oh my gosh, they met this need that I have to be seen, to be deeply connected, to feel validated, to feel like somebody cares, this person made me feel important. You know, being seen can represent the potential for many different needs to be met. And so what happens for the anxious, preoccupied individual is they really hold on to projecting that out. Now, the interesting thing is that sometimes somebody's just really present because they were having that kind of day, or, you know, it's the first interaction or meeting and they're really good at making first impressions. It doesn't necessarily equate to that person being that way over the course of the relationship, but the mind loves to like really hold on to this like idea from the first meeting and then project all these different needs into the future. And so for the anxious, preoccupied person specifically, it's like the breeding grounds for the fantasy bond to be built, right? So you have these like grounds where you, and it can be over text, it can be over dating app interaction, it can be somebody sees a photo and sees, let's say on a dating app, and sees that you're the type of person that has photos in different places. And they're like, oh, you love travel and exploration. So this would meet my need for having somebody to travel with, right? So the mind, when it's not getting needs met in the present, will pull little bits of information in and project the future of how this could work out, right? And all the things that could happen. Now, the really interesting component in here is that when we do this, when we're fantasizing about the future, number one, it elicits emotional reactions. So we feel a certain way about it. And number two, neurochemistry is accompanying emotional reactions. So when you're sitting there, let's say as the anxious, preoccupied person, imagining traveling with somebody, you may get this neurochemical cocktail of oxytocin, this bonding neurochemical that can kind of come up as you imagine yourself holding the person's hand and walking through these new locations and places. And so you might like have this neurochemical cocktail of these things brewing, serotonin, dopamine, all these different things that are taking place. And you can get a little bit addicted to that. And so when that splitting off happens, when the person, let's say, turns around later and says, hey, I'm no longer interested in going on that date or continuing to date or getting into a serious relationship, you're actually going through withdrawals from the fantasy arena. And you actually can take really profound steps to get through that fantasy bond that you've built. But if you don't know that that's part of like the suffering that's taking place, and you don't realize that your mind has sort of been addicted to that neurochemistry and those emotional reactions of that fantasy bond, then it feels like you're kind of like up the creek without a paddle. Like you're like, why am I having such a hard time getting over this person? Why am I, you know, still in this place of suffering? And it's because a lot of that stuff is built in like the subconscious mind. It's the autopilot mind. It's not your conscious mind being like, let me imagine, and intending to imagine that fantasy world. It's while you're driving home from work on autopilot that you're imagining these things, and it's your subconscious getting needs met through those forms. So hopefully that part all makes a lot of sense. I know that's like a lot to take in right away, but it's a really important concept to be aware of. And if you have more questions about that, please feel free to ask them in the comments below. So that first part is like really defining your why, right? Like what are the needs that I was imagining getting met in the fantasy world? And it can be needs that the person met in person or like on a first date or over the dating app, if you were just talking, but didn't really like go through dates. And at the same time, you know, it's even in those cases going to be a lot of fantasy bond projections still, right? If you're having a hard time getting over that person, there's still going to be a lot of fantasy bond projections in regards to that person. So that's number one. Number two is the traits. Our subconscious mind wants trait variety. It's this biological mechanism where like, if you express one trait and I express another and we pair up, we're more likely to survive together, right? Especially if you're expressing traits where I feel like I'm like kind of weak or repressed in those traits and vice versa. And so we're actually attracted to people who tend to express traits that we kind of have parked away. An example of this could be if I learned, for example, that it was unsafe to set boundaries growing up. So I became somebody who wasn't assertive. And then somebody else came along and they were very assertive and setting boundaries was like a very important thing for them. But then I am very supportive of others. And then that person had to really be self-oriented. So they had to really learn to support themselves. You know, what's going to happen is these different traits, because we're kind of repressing each other's expressed traits, it's like magnets, like we're sort of magnetized towards creating wholeness through another person and through trait variety, which is increasing chances of survival. So what happens too is in the fantasy bond, we start like really wanting to attach, right? We have this sort of subconscious feature of like, oh my gosh, I'm attaching to these traits as well. This person will protect me. This person will look out for me. This person will be supportive, protective, right? So it's needs and traits, and there can be some overlap, right? You can have a need met to be protected, but you can be drawn to somebody who's protective. A lot of them will go hand in hand. But sometimes it's other things. Sometimes it's like somebody has a great sense of humor. And so what happens is the mind again attaches to these things in the fantasy world, right? So think of it as this breakdown so far. You're defining the needs, you're defining the traits specifically in your fantasies. Like what would you think about a lot? What would you imagine about? What traits was that person expressing in your fantasies? And I don't mean like, it doesn't have to be like this, like sexual fantasy thing. It's like your fantasies of like, are you traveling? Are you settling down? Are you moving in together? Like what are the needs and traits being represented in those patterns? And those are telling you really big unmet needs in the relationship to yourself or in like a support system in relationship to friends, family, other people in your life. And so this brings us to the next step, which is like, once you've identified the fantasy needs, the fantasy traits, now you're actually going to go in and start creating strategies to nurture these things in the relationship to yourself. So how do we own traits, right? How do we, if we know we're so drawn to assertiveness, but we know that we're disempowered in that area, that's a place of practice. That's a place we have to start doing some work through repetition over time to practice being a little more assertive, speaking up for ourselves a little bit more, auditing our boundaries, learning our boundaries. By the way, if you want to do a deep dive into either of these, we have a boundaries course you can check out for free for 7 days. If you're struggling with boundaries specifically, we'll just take you through all the steps and also teach you how to recondition boundaries so that you become good at asserting yourself in a healthy way without it having to cause conflict. And we've got a whole needs course. So you can start learning your needs and really get clear if you're struggling with this on like what your needs actually are personally, not just from relationships, and the steps you can take to move in that direction. Now, and you can check those both out for free for 7 days. So going into this, what your next steps are is once you've identified your needs and traits from the fantasy and started to nurture, step three is like nurturing those traits, practicing those traits in the relationship to yourself, right? So technically it's step three and four, because it's practicing meeting those needs in relationship to self and requesting them from your support system in the different areas of life, your friends, family members, coworkers, et cetera, in a healthy way. Practicing expressing those traits in the relationship to yourself. Then the last thing is to actually sit down, and it's not like the most fun thing, but look at all of the costs of hanging on to this person, right? So what are all of the downsides to trying to stay in a relationship with somebody who's not willing to participate back, who's not ready to date you back? And like, what are all the costs of hanging on? What are the costs of that person, their characteristics? Like, what are some of the things that weren't working? And to really like use repetition and emotion to reread this and feel about it, because what you're doing is reconditioning those one-sided emotional associations so that you're breaking that attachment in the fantasy. You don't see this person as just this exclusively good person you put on this huge pedestal. You see the downsides. You're coming back into like fair and balanced center ground by looking at the costs, looking at the downsides, looking at what wasn't working, and then you're balancing things out accordingly. So these are five big steps. Hopefully that makes a whole lot of sense. And thank you for watching. If you hang out on this channel a lot, please subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.